toxic pesticides and synthetic salt fertilizers, you've got the wrong station. What we talk about here is common sense land management, how to use products that improve the soil, and we'll discuss using easy-to-grow adapted plants. We will tell you when and how to plant them correctly. To be on the show, call us at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now for all the answers to all of your questions, here's the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Mystery photo is still available to be identified and win one of our online courses presented by the Texas Organic Research Center. The mystery photograph is something, a little issue that you might run into if you are raising fruit trees, if you have an orchard. So check it out. Give us a call on the show or send a note with your guess or your identification to info@dirtdoctor.com. Let me tell you about my books just real quickly, and as promised, talk about a couple of things I was asked to do in the first hour. My books, I've got a bunch of them, and some of them are specifically about fruit trees. One of them is the organic fruit, the organic vegetable gardening book. Terrible name because it covers besides vegetables, it covers fruit trees and berries and all kinds of food crops, edible landscaping, and everything else. The name had already gone too far in the process after we added fruit to it. It's the reason the name doesn't include fruit. But all of the information about doing a natural organic program on food crops is in that book that Malcolm Beck and I did together some years ago. The online course is also in the same spot at the top of the page under that red button, same place you'll find the information on my books. You'll find the online course, and you'll also find my art. The art catalog has been updated, got a bunch of new stuff. I keep coming up. I was telling one of my golf buddies yesterday, I continue to come up with new styles, new themes, new kind of concepts, new ways of presenting my ideas. I like to do art where I see certain things. In fact, I see different things in my art when I look at them different angles and different times. And I like the people that see my art, especially the people that buy the pieces, to see things maybe that I don't see. And it's kind of fun. We've created some of the pieces where there's some animals in the abstract art, and other cases people see other things, mountains or people or whatever. So you can see most of it. Probably we have about 85% of it, I guess, in the catalog now, including some of the pieces that have already sold. So if you see something that's a style, that's a feel, an overall look, or a color scheme that you like, we can't reproduce any of them exactly. I couldn't do it if I tried, to be honest with you. But we can do something that has a similar feel, a similar style. I was asked about Mill Organite, and I'll talk about it. Mill Organite is one of the organic fertilizers that's out there across the country. And I've met with them. I actually visited their facilities in Milwaukee, and to be honest, I was thoroughly impressed. It is one class operation. Their primary job is cleaning up the water that goes into the Great Lake, and they do a great job of it. The Mill Organite is a byproduct of that, and well, they do it right. And they invited me up and hosted me to see the place and have dinner and talk about stuff. And we did. This was a few years ago. And they brought up my problem with it before I did. I knew already, and they brought it up. They said, Howard, we have no problem with the heavy metals, getting the heavy metals out of the material. It's a sewer sludge, you know, product. Biosolids is the term they like to use. They said, we have no problem with the control of the heavy metals. We have no problem with control of pathogens. And they don't. They have specialists and scientists and experts in those fields, and they do a great job of that. But they said, what we can't control yet, we don't know how to control yet. And it's, as far as I know, still an issue, unfortunately, are the pharmaceuticals, the drugs. We are a society of, you know, drug addicts. And I'm not talking about just opiates and you know, illegal stuff. I'm talking about legal pharmaceutical drugs that, you know, people across the country are taking. All that stuff goes into the sewer system. And they do not have a way to control it. And it's the problem that I worry about with any sewer sludge, any biosolids product, not just Mill Organite. Mill Organite, for what they do, I mean, they do a fantastic job. They really do. And produce a beautiful product. And if they get to the point where they say, hey, we now can control this pharmaceutical load that's going into the sewer system, you know, I'll certainly reevaluate. But right now, I would say use it in landscaping far, far away from food crops, and it would be a better thing to use something that does not contain biosolids. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Got that. Oh, and somebody else called about this, and it fits in perfectly to something I was going to bring up myself. Caller wanted to know about using vinegar to kill grasses and weeds before preparing a new bed for a garden, new garden bed preparation. And the answer is, yeah, you can use vinegar, but if it's dormant weeds and grass, the vinegar is not going to do you any good. Toxic chemical herbicides wouldn't do you any good. You know, the things that I don't recommend that shouldn't be on the market, Roundup and glyphosate products in general and 2,4-D and dicamba and all the toxic chemical pesticides that I don't recommend, they won't do you any good either. They'll do you a little good on winter grasses that might be growing, things like ryegrass and henbit and things that are green and actively growing. But if you have dormant weeds and grasses that you're trying to get rid of prior to preparing this new garden bed, they're not going to help you at all. They're just going to waste your money and contaminate the soil. Vinegar won't contaminate the soil. In fact, in most cases, it'll help the soil, but it's not going to do you any good on those dormant weeds. That's why we're right now still in the window where you can spray your entire turf area if you have southern grasses, especially. For those of you with cool season grasses, things like poana and bluegrass and fescue and rye and those kind of things, we'll have to talk a little different talk for you. But the people with southern grasses, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Zoysia, you can spray right now, you can still do this, you can spray the entire turf with the 10% vinegar formula that I have, that I have on the website and in my books, or you can use the 20% commercial vinegar that's on the market under about four different labels. There's about four or five different manufacturers that are putting it out. It has been labeled as an organic herbicide through the exemption rules of the of the EPA. And it works right now to spray the turf and kill the winter weeds that are growing in your garden. And these are the weeds that I get the most calls about late winter and early spring. People call me about, you know, green weeds growing all over their turf. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about these cool season weeds that are just getting started now that end up being really pretty ugly in some cases, you know, later in the winter and early in the spring. Well, you can spray right now and kill them with the organic sprays and not hurt the turf grass. Won't hurt the Zoysia or the Bermuda or the St. Augustine grass at all. So it's a good thing to do. You can have a nice, clean look through the rest of the winter, and then you don't have that competition when your summer grasses are starting to come out in the spring. So for the, back to the vegetable garden call, if you are putting a new bed into an area where grass was growing, turf was growing, and it's now dormant, if you have nothing but the winter grasses, you can spray it with the vinegar and kill it. But if you do that, you would really be best advised to scrape it out and throw it in the compost pile and get it out of the way rather than tilling the dead stuff into the bed preparation. So what I recommend instead is just before you till in the new bed area, take out 1.5 to 2 inches before tilling, scrape with a flat shovel or use a sod cutter, have a contractor or a garden center do it for you. Throw that in the compost pile, and then put your new organic amendments on the bare soil. I'll talk more about it right after this.
Good Natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good Natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good Natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes 5-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or visit myperfectshed.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Hi, this is Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, for my friends at Bang Solar, the only company I recommend for your solar conversion. Adam Foley and his team know how to install your system right and even add extra panels at no charge to make sure you get the power you need. Bang Solar clients are saving 35% on average. If you want to get more bang for your buck, make the move to solar power for your home or office and call my friends at Bang Solar. Here's my friend Adam Foley, president of Bang Solar.
Thanks, Howard. You know, most of our clients ask, how much does it cost to convert to solar? Well, I'll tell you what, it costs less than what you're currently paying for your electric bill each month. I'll make it even better than that. When you convert with Bang Solar, We will pay for your first 6 months. You always get more bang for your buck with Bang Solar.
Thanks, Adam. Okay, call my friends at Bang Solar today at 469-502-5757. That's 469-502-5757, or go to bangsolar.com and schedule now to get your first 6 months on us.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. The Dirt Doctor, we've got a message from Doug that we do have a winner on the mystery photo. It's peach leaf curl, which is a very typical disease that you run into, fungal disease that you run into if you grow fruit trees, especially peaches. The organic program that I recommend that's covered in the book is how to avoid that disease and control it without a whole lot of trouble. But a lot of you may have run into it. It looks more like a gall than a disease to a lot of people. Very dramatic, misshapen part of the leaf, and grows like a kind of like a gall, but it's actually a disease. Easy to control with the organic program. So congratulations to the winner. I'll tell you who it is when I read the email. Here's Rose in Whitney, Texas. Next up, hey Rose. Rose, are you there? I think she's listening to the radio. All right, I'm going to put Rose on hold. Maybe she'll come back in a minute. I needed to finish something up anyway. After you have dug out the beds to prepare a new vegetable garden like I recommended, it's a whole lot better than trying to spray even the organic spray, especially at this time of the year. Just dig it all out 2 inches deep. You don't need to go real deep. Throw it into the compost pile. And the reason that you just put the organic amendments right on top of that bare native soil, whatever it is, we want that native soil to be tilled in, mixed into the bed preparation. We want it to be part of the mixture. We want the native microorganisms. We want it to blend into the native soil so that the bottom of those roots actually reach out into the native soil. And what happens when that occurs is that the plants are much more hardy. They don't need to be watered as often. They just will do better for you if the native soil is part of the mix. Helps to hold moisture at just the right level, provides the native microbes and all that. But, yes, we still want plenty of compost, plenty of rock minerals. The ones I recommend the most are lava sand and azomite. If you get a good quality green sand, like I was talking earlier in the show, that's fine too. Crushed granite, granite sand, any ground up rock material that's different than the base rock on the property. You want to see how will work. The volcanic rock works the best. You want to see how it works. Watch the golf tournaments that are going on right now in the professional golf tour from Hawaii. That shows you how well things grow in volcanic materials. Rose, were you listening to the radio instead of the phone?
I forgot. I forgot. Yes, sorry.
What can I do for you?
Yes, thank you for helping us with our garden so we can dress and keep this planet, and the gardens will help our bodies when you're organic. So
absolutely.
Right. So I had a job with my friend years and years picking bagworms off of his trees. Okay. And I talked to you before and you said, well, when the trees are stressed like this with this drought and then all the rain, it's just really awful. And so he's agreed to let me do the sick tree treatment first before we do the bagworms. But since it's a mild winter, what do you think? When do you think I should start doing this before the bagworms start moving around? And when do you think the bagworms will move?
Well, the best time to do the sick tree treatment is today. You know, just the sooner the better. If you'd done it in the fall, it would have been even better. In other words, whenever you do it, it's going to start the process of the plant being healthier, you know, having more of a powerful immune system and being able to keep the bagworms away. As you probably already know, it sounds like the only thing you can do once those bagworms are hanging on the tree is to pull them off and crush them and throw them in the compost pile. What we're trying to do with sick tree treatment is to prevent it from happening again this next spring. And if you're right, if it continues to be nice and warm out there, those little female bagworms could show up a little bit earlier, and they're crawling around carrying the tip growth of the bag that she's just started to build. She's dragging it around with her while she's eating on the foliage of the tree. And whenever, and this is for everybody listening, whenever you see that going on, you can spray and kill the feeding bagworm before the bag is finished and attached, and there's nothing you can do. You can kill her, and it is a her, it's the female, feeding with spinosad products, with BT products like dipel and thuricide, or with any of the organic, you know, strong insecticidal soap might even do it, but the spinosad and the BT products would probably be the best. And then after you do the sick tree treatment, get the soil off the base of the plant and expose the root flare, and apply the compost and rock minerals and sugars, the same things that we recommend for bed preparation, you shouldn't have the bagworms be a problem again.
Right. I think you had said before, do the root flare first, and
Yes. It's the most important step of the sick tree treatment, without question.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks again.
Okay. All right. Okay. I appreciate the call. It's one of those things. I was consulting with one of my friends just a couple of days ago about some new landscaping that they had planted. And they had new young trees that were planted, you know, 4 to 8 inches too deep on one tree and maybe even deeper than that on the other. It's a very common problem. I had it on all my trees, even on trees I planted myself years ago. And it can reoccur through real heavy rains and, you know, water washing across a site. More on all that right after this break. Don't go away.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478 is the phone number. Brandon is calling from St. James, Missouri. Hello, Brandon. What's up?
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I lived in Wiley out there next to Plano for a number of years. We just moved to Missouri, and I love your content.
Well, thanks.
I've got a comment about the Freeze Miser.
Okay.
I listened to you here about a month ago, and you were talking about it, and I located some that were here nearby in Missouri. I went and I picked up a couple because I've got to feed some outdoor cats water.
Yeah.
And my hoses were freezing up and all that kind of stuff. We're getting down into the teens at night.
Right.
So I got one of these things. I put it on the end of my hose and just drip it over a bowl, and it keeps the bowl from freezing as well. I was listening to your description of how you're running it, putting it on your faucet on a Y fitting. And I'm afraid that, is your hose still freezing up? Because I put mine on the end of the hose, and it prevents the hose from freezing.
You can do both things. I'm kind of cavalier about it freezing the hose. I normally have the hoses laid out where they drain on out pretty well. I'm fairly careful with that. And I use hoses that are just really strong, and they don't, you know, even if they freeze solid, it's not a big deal. But you're right, it would be best if you let them drain all the way out. The only thing about putting the freeze miser on the end of the hose rather than on the faucet is you need, if it's laying on the ground, it won't sometimes function as like it should be. If you have it up so it's dripping into the cat bowls, that solves the problem. But if anybody else is listening and they're just putting it on the hose and going to leave it out there, it needs to be on top of a brick or a stone or on the edge of something that's a drop-off so it's not right on the ground.
Yep, that's right. I've got it hanging on a little garden trellis arch.
Perfect.
And it drips.
Perfect. That'll work
about
great.
About a foot and a half off the ground. Works right. Great. Cats love it.
Yeah, if it's 37 degrees, you know, it's not going to get any colder than that. It's going to drip water out, and that's a great way to water your cats. That's a good idea. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate everything you do.
Well, thanks for the report. That'll help a lot of people with kitty cats.
Take care. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Yeah, that's good stuff. It's I had one that was dripping a little more than was called Jeff about it. It was dripping a little more than I had seen the other ones dripping, and it wasn't quite a freezing temperature. And if you have that happen, don't think that there's something wrong with it or anything. It runs totally off of the temperature in the device, the water in the freeze miser. It doesn't matter what the air temperature is. And so it's always giving you more than perfect protection. It's really terrific. And once that 37 degrees is in the miser, it starts dripping. And like you were saying there, it can be you can save that water to use for watering plants that does drip out. It's going to be a very small amount. But if it's dripping out more than other ones, sometimes it's just because of that temperature differential inside the freeze miser. Freezemiser.com, if you don't know what we're talking about here, go to it. And something we really recommend. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And speaking of things I recommend, Alric, we've got an event coming up with them. I'll keep you posted on it. It'll show up under appearances on DirtDoctor.com, but we're going to be doing an event with them sometime in the near future. But what you might want to look at in the meantime is their websites, because if you're interested in a shed of any kind, tool shed or whatever kind of shed, a garage, a workshop, an art studio, an addition to the house, or even finished cabins, and I mean they are knocked out. They are fantastic. Alric is the thing that you need to check into. It's a company that makes these things, and they will deliver them anywhere. You can find out about it by going to their website, which is myperfectshed.com, or give them a call, 520-GET-SHED, 520-GET-SHED. I didn't finish on the bed preparation. I just realized in the break I talked about scraping, physically removing the weeds and the grasses and everything, and adding the organic amendments, compost and organic fertilizers, the first group. The second group are the rock minerals. And as I said, lava sand, azomite, my two favorite, but any kind of rock mineral that's different than the base rock on the property. For example, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the base rock for most of us, not all of us, because there's some sandy bands that are running through the old Trinity River location. It's shifted. But for the most part, our base rock is white limestone. So basically anything other than white limestone will be beneficial to the bed preparation. That's why we get such great results using the lava sand and the green sand and the azomite and the granite sand and all that kind of thing. And if you're in an area like in the Atlanta area, for example, where the base rock would be granite, you know, something besides granite would be beneficial to you. In all cases, the volcanic stuff, basalt or lava sand, which is the easiest to find, is going to be beneficial to you, helping hold moisture at just the right level and also providing paramagnetism, which is the the other part of the yin and yang of the soil. The compost and the organic materials and the mulches are the diamagnetic material, and then the rock is the paramagnetic. So that difference between the two is what gives you this tremendous growth and the hardiness of the plants and production and everything that we get from the organic program. And the sugars then are the last group of amendments that we use. And in the sugars category, the two that I use the most are dry molasses and whole ground cornmeal, the whole kernel ground up. Why? The sugars stimulate biological activity, really kick it in the pants and get it going faster. Some people give me a hard time that's wasting money. If you just use mulch and compost, you know, the beds will get to a healthy condition and you're not putting a food product out. That's true. Just takes longer. A lot of the people that are converting over to organics are impatient. They want to have good production the very first year. So if you use the things that we recommend that you'll find under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, in my 15-chapter online course and in any of my books, you'll see that the bed preparation is the organic materials, compost and organic fertilizers, the rock minerals, and then the sugars. And the two sugars are dry molasses and cornmeal. Cornmeal, because it has disease-fighting properties, it stimulates this trichoderma, which is a disease-fighting fungus. And if you do that, you're going to have a very low pressure from diseases like early blight in tomatoes or brown patch in the grass, black spot on roses, you name it, peach leaf curl that we talked about, the mystery photograph today in your fruit trees. If you use cornmeal as part of the bed preparation, and it can be used not just tilled into the soil. If you're working on an orchard, for example, you can apply these materials just to the surface of the soil and get great benefit from it. And you don't need to do it over and over and over again. This is, in a lot of cases, a one-time deal, because after you stimulate all this biological activity and move things in the right direction and you keep mulch or a cover crop or something covering the bare soil, and you replace what you harvest away from it, you don't have to redo that major bed preparation ever again. And if you don't compact the soil by walking in it and that sort of thing, that's one of the reasons why I recommend in the vegetable garden 4-foot-wide beds, because you can work the bed 2 feet from either side, and then you have a little narrow walkway in between those 4-foot beds that's the shredded native tree trimmings. So you stay out of the mud. You don't ever have mud sticking to you. You don't have that too much anyway if you have an organic program, because healthy, biologically active soil that has plenty of the compost and the things I'm talking about, it's usually not sticky and mucky and sticking to you. But if you make the walkways shredded native tree trimmings, you protect that soil from walking on it that's underneath it. The soil breaks down, and at the point where, we need to put some more shredded material there, it's about gone. Harvest it and use it for bed preparation or even a high-quality top dressing mulch around plants in the landscaping or in the garden, and then put more fresh shredded tree trimmings in the walkways to serve as your walkway again. It's interesting. We talk about it a lot. The shredded tree trimmings are probably the most valuable tool that we can use in vegetable gardening, the fruit tree, the orchards, using as mulch around trees, not right on the base, not up on the flare, but, you know, on the away from the trunks, around new planting. It just protects the soil from the sun, from the wind, from walking on it, from traffic, keeps the temperature at the perfect temperature, keeps the biological activity right at the surface of the soil at the ideal level, and it keeps the pH at the proper point. You don't have to worry about moving the pH around like the chemical boys will tell you to do. You just do these organic amendments, the pH will move to the right place and be there for you. It's just part of that natural system that we're using and the results that come about from doing the kind of things that we recommend. Telephone numbers open for you here at 866-444-3478. Let's see, what was the next thing I needed to do for you? Oh, pruning was my next topic, and it'd be perfect to start with that. Is it time to prune? The answer is yes. It's time to do major pruning. It's time to do a little bit of cosmetic pruning. The only thing I wouldn't prune in a garden right now are your spring flowering plants. Althea, or spirea, rather. Althea is more of a summer thing. You probably could prune it a little bit now. But the spring flowering things like forsythia and spirea and those kind of things, let's wait until after they bloom, and you can cut some of the cuttings that are buds are swollen to bring in the house and let them bloom inside for you. If you've never tried that, try it. It's really a fun thing to do. But let's prune those spring flowering things after they've flowered, and then they'll really flower for you beautifully again next year. More on that after this break.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy Water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website drinkcrazywater.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, and trees from planting to maturity. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, horses, and other livestock. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or by going to wheretobuy at azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Yes, congratulations to Terry Patton for identifying the mystery photograph, the peach leaf curl. People guess some other diseases, but peach leaf curl is exactly right what it is. And he wins one of our online courses, the 15-chapter course that I teach. Reason we did the course, some of you new listeners may not realize this, there are no universities out there teaching a full curriculum of natural organic gardening, landscaping, golf course management, or anything like that. And that's why we did it. I've been talking to you for a while, and I'm not sure where we stand on it. We're going to have a second course here pretty soon to go along with this major basic one that we've done. The second one will be specifically on the sick tree treatment, and it'll be showing the procedure on one of our own trees, Judy and my trees. At home, a big live oak. So stay tuned for that. We'll keep you posted on it when it's ready and when it's going to be available. And speaking of appearances and things related to that, and by the way, we have open lines now. All of a sudden, if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. The appearances will show up when I get them all set and lined up and everything on dirtdoctor.com under appearances. Some of them that we've been doing since this COVID thing have been by Zoom, but we're going to be doing personal appearances too. I've done some personal appearances as well. I don't mind that. People just be careful about, you know, how all that is done. But you can get the information about how to have me do a personal appearance, whether it's a one-time presentation or a series of lectures. Sometimes we'll do a series of things for company outings, that sort of thing. And directly related to that, I don't do landscape design as much as I used to. I'm not really set up to even do that anymore. But there is one thing that I'm getting a little bit more involved in. I'm kind of joined, though, so you may want to consider it, and that's just a consultation-type design work. And one of the easiest ways to do that, we've never really promoted it that much, and I probably should because I really enjoy doing it and can help people in a real easy way. If you're doing a new landscape project, or if you're doing a new orchard or a new food growing operation or whatever, and you have a plan done and with landscaping, you already have a landscape plan done, and if you already have something laid out with the agriculture or horticulture situation, either one is a perfect time for me to come in and consult with you to say, this is how I would amend this design so it will work better with the natural organic program. And we can also write the specs for how to install it with the natural organic program, what to use and what, you know, you don't need to do. A lot of the landscape design, I've run into it in a couple of projects just recently. A lot of the things that are designed into projects, I don't recommend. I think they're wastes of money, and I don't really think they help, maybe even hurt from a horticultural standpoint. One of them is to, you hear me talk about all the time, is doing more than you need to do for trees. Staking the tree, wrapping the tree trunk with tape or gauze, which is the silliest thing of all. Staking in most cases doesn't need to be done or is done incorrectly where it holds the tree too firmly rigid and causes a couple of different problems. Trees need to move. They need to move a little bit with the wind. That's how they develop tensile strength and trunk diameter. Recently ran into a deal, which is very common, where people put the PVC pipe, you know, going down into the ground. Well, that PVC pipe stuck into the ground. It's supposed to be a way for you to be able to look down and see the water and then pump it out if there's too much water down in the hole. You know how often that happens? People get something and pump the water out? Never. And plus, you don't need to do it anyway. If you set the tree properly in a wide dug hole and set the tree high, and you're not planting it in a low area that's a swamp to start with, which would be a mistake no matter what techniques you use, you just don't need to do those kind of things. You can save that money. You don't need to thin the top of the tree out, especially if it's a container tree. You know, people will say, well, you need to compensate for roots that have been trimmed away that have been cut away in the transplanting. Well, if you have a container tree, none of the roots have been cut away. They're all in the pot. And if you do a ball and burlap situation, the people that raise trees ball and burlap, they're doing root pruning and all in the growing operation. And so they've got very compact roots. That trimming of the top of the tree at transplant, that got started years ago, and I even recommended it to a degree years ago when we primarily dug trees from the wild and brought them in to plant on the landscapes. Because when you dig a tree from the wild, you haven't been doing root pruning. The tree's root systems are reaching way out, long root here, long root there, and not being compacted by the root pruning. And so when you dig it and put it into a ball and burlap situation, you're basically moving a great big cutting. There are not very many roots there. So in that case alone, trimming some of the top, the canopy out's a good idea. All the other trees, which are 99% of them on the market today, do not need and should not be thinned out at planting. I'm Howard Garrett. Hour number 3 coming up, and we'll talk to Bill first and then get to your calls.